Support for today's broadcast comes from Community Blood Services of Illinois, providing all donated blood for patients in Champaign-Urbana, Charleston, Mattoon, Danville, and Effingham. There are no substitutes for donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
Sunny as the day goes on, high of 69 today. Meteorologist Ed Keiser will have details on the weather after this hour's report of AM 580 News. And here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Danville's mayor says it will require a combination of local funding sources to keep Kickapoo State Park open. It's slated to close November 1st due to state budget cuts. Mayor Scott Eisenhower says while he continues to appeal to state lawmakers to find a way to avert the closure, he's looking at ways for the city, Vermilion County, and the county's conservation district to share financing. But Eisenhower says that plan will take some time to put together, as the parties first must get an idea of what it costs the state to operate the 2,800-acre site.
Once we have that information available to us, then I think we're going to be able to more closely identify what the real bottom line will be in trying to bring Kickapoo State Park into the Vermilion County Conservation District. And then once we have established what that true number base is, really look at where those dollars and cents can come from.
The Vermilion County Conservation District already operates four parks, but Director Ken Consis says he's confident his group has the manpower to run Kickapoo as well. But the district, which already has a tax levy of around 9 cents, can only levy a cent more as allowed by law. Eisenhower says local officials still hope to avert the state's closure of the park altogether, saying it would be a blow to not only tourism but the area's economic picture. He's been meeting with state lawmakers Bill Black and Mike Frericks the past couple of weeks. Directors of Illinois' drug and alcohol treatment centers have had to lay off employees and roll back programs. The governor reduced funding as part of the budget balancing, and Jenna Dooley has more on the impact of those cuts.
At the Triangle Center in Springfield, 15 people have already been laid off as a result of statewide budget cuts to drug treatment facilities. Stephen Knox directs the center in Springfield. It offers inpatient and outpatient services, including detox and methadone treatment. He says his budget was slashed a quarter, roughly $350,000. He says the Triangle Center will retain the same services, but the waiting period will be longer. And he says it's difficult to seek private funds to overcome the cuts.
The last thing you can do is go out and hire a development officer. And, you know, we do what we can here, but the competition is fierce and we're small.
The governor's office says despite the reductions to substance abuse treatment, money for other important needs was spared, including AIDS research, rape crisis centers, and Amtrak. House lawmakers will return to the Capitol this week for special session, but it's unknown if they will restore the governor's cuts. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Champaign school board members say they now have a roadmap for better education in their district. Unit 4's school board took a first look last night at the proposed long-range strategic plan. It calls for beefing up the quality of faculty and staff as well as facilities over the next 15 years. Its priority list includes better discipline, a stronger foreign language program, and improved relations within the community. Unit 4 School Board President Dave Tomlinson is convinced the plan will ensure better education in the district.
And the number one reason I think that is because there were over 350 community members involved in creating it. And it's not the seven of us, it's the community. Creating something that we can implement and the staff can implement. So it absolutely makes the school district better. It's a start for holding the school district accountable for some of the things that people want us to be accountable for.
The school board is scheduled to vote on the long-range plan next week. Tomlinson says if the plan passes, the first visible changes in education will be in the next school year. He says in between, the school board will work to get funding for capital improvement through a countywide sales tax referendum in November. Indiana's Commission on Higher Education wants state-supported colleges and universities to graduate 10,000 more students each year. That would be about a 33% increase, and the commission says the state needs to do that to keep up with other states. The commission's plan calls for ensuring not only that students can afford college, but also that they leave on time with degrees. The goal is to place Indiana among the top 10 states in the nation for degree completion in 2012. A Rockville, Indiana farm is honoring National Guard members and their families with a corn maze. The maze at Hobson's Farm in western Indiana forms the shape of the Indiana National Guard insignium and the logo of the headquarters and headquarters company's 76th Brigade Family Readiness Group. The group is affiliated with the 76th Infantry Brigade Combat Team of the Indiana National Guard, which is currently deployed in Iraq. The Hobsons have a family member in the 76th and wanted to honor troops and their families with the maze. On September 20th, the first day of the maze is open, the farm will donate $1 of each $6 admission to the military and military families. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bosser.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
At 7:35, meteorologist Ed Kieser has another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, a few nice days, maybe a little chance of rain toward the weekend. Then, of course, you're going to instill fear in people that it's going to rain this weekend.
Why would that be fear?
Well, people like to do things on the weekend. They'd rather have the rain during the week when they're at work.
Except those who work the weekend and have some days during the week off.
Oh, you always have an answer, don't you?
Yep, I'm that way.
Too far out to tell specifically, though.
So. No, there's going to be rain over the weekend. I think on Saturday, right now, the models we're looking at favor the northern